Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. 22 minutes to 9, heading for a top of 17 degrees in town. Now, our next interview, Anna Murphy, is someone who is basically compiled a video highlighting the impact of the arts industry shutdown on Australians in the entertainment industry. James Buster, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you going today?
I'm right today, yeah. It's another day that we wake up and we can't do our job, but aww. I keep myself occupied and keep myself busy mentally, so yeah.
Well, that's important, isn't it, to try and find things to get through the day?
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, it's been like, for us as entertainers, like the last 18 months, we've kind of been finding ways to keep our mental health intact and financially as well, kind of having to step into a regular job, 9-to-5 kind of jobs for now to kind of get through the whole situation.
James, what before last year, what were you doing as in the entertainment industry?
I was a comedy juggler. I started circus when I was 11 years old.
Okay.
And I've always done circus or performing comedy and things like that. Okay. And I've worked on cruise ships for the last 14 years.
Right. Okay. So what you were very proactive in the time. You've put together this amazing video which highlights just what the impacts have been on everybody in the industry. I mean, how has it really, the shutdown, how has that affected your lifestyle and coping with the lack of work and everything, connection?
Yeah, no, it was really hard. And the one thing for me is I'm a million miles an hour kind of guy. Like, right. I have to always be doing something. And I think as an entertainer, we live off that emotion that we have and the connection we have with the stage. And so when the stage is taken and our identity is taken away from us, it's kind of like part of our soul, part of our being is missing. Mm. Because that is what we were born to do. That's what we've always done. That's all we've ever known.
James,
is kind of being on stage in front of people.
James, I watched this video of yours that you compiled this morning, and I must say it brought tears to my eyes because, you know, running big events that I do, I hire a lot of entertainers and everyone across the board, from production people to our dancers, our DJs, our singers, everyone has lost work, and there hasn't been a huge amount of support government assistance. How are you finding that part of things?
Yeah, I think in terms of government assistance, I think the one of the biggest things I was trying to get across with the video and things was the fact that our industry is so different to every other industry. We can't be treated like the same as other industries because our industry is a gig-to-gig mentality. It's a gig-to-gig society, and our industry was unpredictable as it was, and then COVID came and this pandemic, and now it's even more unpredictable and there's not that much work out there. So when, for instance, even if we do get government support, when those payments stop and they go, right, we're going to go back to normal, it's like, as entertainers, we can't just open the door tomorrow and open. We need like 6 months of lead time to actually book in gigs and get things back into our diary. So I think in terms of government support, I think it's just about kind of, they need to realise that we don't fit a box, we don't fit a category. We need to actually have our own category back, and that got taken off us 6 or 7 years ago when we got combined with infrastructure.
With this video that you put out, look, it's had thousands of views and shared so many times. Are you getting support from, you know, people within the industry as far as venues and so forth saying, hey, we need to get together and come up with a plan?
Yeah, the response to the video, like, I knew when I was making it and when I was doing all the interviews, I knew that it was powerful. I didn't realise how powerful it was in terms of the fact that, I mean, my phone literally doesn't stop ringing. My email doesn't stop kind of going with articles and interviews and things like that. So, I mean, in that way, like, at least the awareness is getting out there. I'm not sure whether it will make the government change their mind about how we looked at or how we're treated, but I think that if anything, it's raised public awareness of the issue at hand. And
yeah, it's a massive issue.
The response has been heartwarming and everything like that. It's been everyone who's watched the video and everyone who commented, like, everyone's 100% behind us, and they're just like, yeah, you've been forgotten and you have been left behind.
Well, I think people should go and watch this video. Where can people find it, James, if they want to check out your video and this work that you've done?
It's just on YouTube if you just search for the future of the entertainment career in Australia.
Okay. James, thank you so much. We're really pleased to be able to help share this and get some more ears and eyes on the situation, because it really, we do need to raise awareness, and we wish you all the very best. Thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.